4.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I don't get high before shows, but I always love to encourage sugar highs. Get that sugar in your system. Oh, it makes me feel good. Oh, it feels lovely to have that in there. It feels like, you know, it feels great. You know, there's sex, there's sugar, there's me. You know, can't have all three, but you can always have one. And that's what's important. In fact, the people I want to share this moment with are with you tonight. We have coming back the star couple, the couple who put all the other couples and told them how to have a froggy lap dance sexy time. Leah and Becca, introduce yourself to the fans.
I'm good. No, okay. Leah's a little shy tonight.
I'm a little shy.
Oh, okay. Hey, it's all good.
It's been a rough one.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Because it's all good, though, because we also have Charlie Foster, the best engineer we have ever seen in the world. Charlie, introduce yourself.
I don't know about that.
I mean, it goes down in engineering, you know? But I'm just so excited to have all three of you guys on tonight. You know, there's fun, there's friends, there's relationships, and you guys are all three in my lives. So let's just start the conversation off with, tell me about your first kiss.
Obviously, Larry is very excited about this topic.
Let me know. Like, come on now. Like, everybody got to share. Tell me, first kiss. Was it with a frog?
No, I wish.
Yeah, everybody wish, because frogs, you know, they're up this Halloween. Everybody at Cod Pod, they was there looking for the frogs. It was lit. It was like, yo, come on, y'all. Like, I can't. Like, it's too goofy. Like, the froggy time is about the Cod Pod time. And I love it, because it's so much fun. But you know what I mean? But, you know, but I'm just playing, though. Like, I really love, like, you know, just having fun, like, on the airwaves, you know. Just having fun with people, fun with friends, you know. But, you know, I really like, you know, hanging out with people. And that's the fun part. You know, Leah is somebody who really likes having fun with people. Leah, tell me about your favorite Twizzler.
My favorite Twiz, I have to say I'm a fan of Black
Widow. Oh, okay.
I know it's a hot take. No. But if I had to choose between red and black licorice, I think I would have.
It's because it's fun.
Sure.
It's fun. You know, it's fun to play around and, you know, just enjoy the vibes because, you
so
know,
true.
Because when you're having fun with Twizzlers, you never know where it could lead because, you know, then there's Starfish and then there's like, you know, Starburst.
Wait, I want to go back to the starfish.
Yeah.
Is there a connection between licorice and starfish?
You know, starfish are what makes your mind go from point A to point B without it going from point A. And that's the thing about starfish, because everybody thinks that starfish is just your imagination. Now, I want you to listen closely, because what I'm about to say to you is something they're not going to have in the textbooks. So when you start off with starfish A, you eat starfish B, and then you move to point C, what happens to that point in between? You have an intermittent point where you have to think about life. Leah?
Oh, that's a question. I thought this was this. I mean, I can answer.
Yeah, answer.
You
tell.
You know, I think that middle part is like, because you're talking about starfish, right? Which
yeah.
technically exists.
Yeah.
So if you have this middle part where you're not exactly A, you're not exactly C.
You turn into B, and that's called right? the Pythagorean theorem.
Exactly.
It's like...
Do you remember the
Yeah, of course
theorem?
I remember the Pythagorean theorem. A plus B equals C times X squared.
Exactly.
It's so amazing. You know, all these engineers always ask me for math advice, and I'm so happy that I know all of these things. The Pythagorean theorem, you know, math, you know, science, all of these things. We know them super, super well. And it's great to have all the equations. Like, Becca was asking me for help with the chemistry homework. Becca, how was my advice?
I did?
Yeah, you did. It was like, whoa, we were at Rockwell. It was lit. It was a great time. And you were like, Larry, you're the best Pythagorean theorist ever. How did you learn how to do it?
Your memory is so much better than mine because I just don't remember this happening.
What?
Becca, I think I remember. It was your metaphysical chemistry.
Oh, I see.
And you had to solve why crystals turn different colors. And Larry was like, you know, the reason is because of food coloring.
I'm taking metaphysical chemistry right now.
You are.
I haven't attended a single class.
Yeah.
Well, that's your problem.
This is like a big issue, guys.
I think skipping class should be normalized this Halloween. Like, it's scary season. Like, you know, like, y'all gonna be scared. Like, I got y'all. I'm not here today. Yay. And then, but they get upset. Like, I don't understand why. It's Halloween. Let's be spooky. Let's be scary. Let's miss class.
Yeah, I missed class this morning.
Yeah.
By accident.
Which class did you miss?
Environmental chem. I felt really bad.
Oh, not fit metaphysical chem?
No, it's the environment. Yeah, I am, actually. No, I fully woke up, and then I was 3 minutes before my 11 a.m., which was really cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever slept through a class, Larry?
No.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, you know, when you...
Larry just doesn't sleep.
You know, after I got my... Oh, everybody's hating on me because, you know, they don't have the type of PhD literature that I do. Like, when I first learned how to read just learning how to read words is really difficult for me. But Twizzler Bites... True. You know, you
Twizzler
guys.
Just makes sense.
It does make sense.
Is this sponsored?
We can be sponsored by whoever we want to be sponsored. I am sponsored by Angels.
I was an angel on Friday.
Well, you know what I mean. You know, well, when we get into this conversation about God, you have to understand that it's all about love. Mm. Everybody just wants to love Adam and Eve. Love. It's all love.
Why Adam and Eve?
Because it's
Why
love.
Adam and Steve?
Because, contemporary, Leah, she's just like, she's somebody who just brings me into the next segment. Funny TikToks. I just love this. Let's see what's on.
I'm drinking coffee, and I'm eating healthy,
yo. I'm kind of shook. Is this Ariana?
It's Ariana Grande.
Oh, it's Ariana. Uh-oh, they don't know what's
gonna
next.
It's going to be Grande, yes.
I actually am like obsessed with Ariana.
No, I didn't set him a dumb, but I don't
think
it's
bad.
Oh, they
turned it
up. Okay, everyone, open up to show what you know. Antonio, are you eating?
Yes.
Who told you that you can eat in my class?
My stomach.
Well, eating isn't allowed in my class.
When did my room become your class?
Antonio, I said stop eating.
Oh, you know what, Eva, you want some? You seem a little hungry. Psych, too late.
You know, go to the office.
The office? What they gonna do? Send me home?
You know what I am going to do?
What? I'm listening.
Oh my gosh, I love going on TikTok and just having fun, you know, watching what other people make. You know, Leah, why would you call, you know, your friends when you could always call Becca?
Are you saying that Becca isn't my friend?
Oh, Becca, are you Leah's friend?
I don't know, that's a really good question.
We actually haven't had this conversation yet.
Leah, am I your friend?
I don't think this belongs on the airwaves.
What is a friend?
I think it's a separate conversation we need to
What is a friend?
That's a really good question.
Yeah, you know.
A friend is somebody who would miss you when you died.
My pillow pet.
Yeah.
Out of everything in the world, my pillow pet would be there. It was there from the jump.
Which jump was that?
It was the one where I landed on my head.
Interesting. Was that when your mother dropped you?
Actually, my mom broke her arm dropping me. Saved me. Arm was not okay. Ooh, but you know what I mean? But you know, it's little things like that you know are the reason why I'm the way that I am now.
For better or for worse.
Relatable. Leah, did I ever tell you I was also dropped on the head as a child?
That explains so much.
I know, right?
I'm so glad you told me.
Is that why you're majoring in chem?
Yeah, no. Well, maybe.
I would say that majoring in chem does have to be a certain level of like...
I was dropped on a granite floor.
Whoa, Leah. Leah.
I'm mentally ill. I can see it.
I'm a chem major.
Oh, I thought you were a PhD in literature.
After getting my PhD, I went to school for chem, and then I failed, so I dropped out. But don't bring that up right now.
Have we figured out the definition of PhD yet?
No.
Oh.
I think it's part of the Eskimo Brothers system.
Can you define that?
Yes, thank you. That was my question.
I don't know what, you know what? It's all up to interpretation. Life is all interpretation. What you're thinking right now is interpretation. I can't explain to you. You could be Eskimo brothers or Eskimo sisters or Eskimo friends or partners without even knowing it.
Yeah,
you don't have to. That's the fun part about interpretation. It's all up to what you think of it. You know, but.
That's so true.
Like, think about it.
I'm thinking very hard right now.
Becca, I'm staring into your eyes and you're wearing glasses. Is that interpretation or is this real?
But like, what
Stop staring into my eyes. You're making it awkward. Like, whoa. It was like a moment. But, like, whoa. Like, I don't know. Like, but, I mean, it's cool, though. You got glasses on, but that's a subjective interpretation of my understanding of what you're wearing.
Yes. Very philosophical.
Yeah, you know. Well, what do you think about that?
About glasses?
Yeah.
Or about reality?
Both.
Both. Well, I think glasses are actually a really great, like, metaphor for reality, because glasses give you better vision, right? If you take off your glasses, you can't really see.
Man, I'm a starfish in the sky, and I'm going all the way to world. We don't even know where we're going. We just on a trip right now. You know, it's so fun to be here with you guys.
It is always a trip.
What trip are we on right now?
We can't say that.
Wait, what? Oh, boy. You know, it's you know, we sometimes you don't know what trip you're on. You're just there, you're relaxing, you're having fun. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a good vibe. 13 minutes go by.
No, Jack. Oh, my God. I chose a bad.
Oh, there's water in that.
The song's ID. He gave me this.
Your shoes, please. Yeah, that actress mine.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, your socks, your audiobook?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, just wash the sink.
And watch that seat. You know, it's called toilet time. You know, I'm about to clean my toilet, and people have no idea, like, you know, how to clean a toilet. And I'm there, and I'm like, this is fun. We gotta put this stuff in there because there's mold. It's weird. It's a vibe. It's not the vibe I was looking for when I go to the bathroom every morning. You see mold. It's like, whoa, what does this? This is like, you know, a little bit, you know, intimidating, but you know, you gotta counter your fears.
Have you not cleaned your toilet this entire semester? There's mold in there?
I think we need to have a talk with your...
Charlie,
your
don't parents. You live with Larry?
Yeah.
Leah.
I do.
Have neither of you cleaned the toilet?
Our roommates might have.
Yeah, you
can
have.
Can we discuss this?
It's called...
pretty cleanly, I think.
Charlie, this is about challenging our fears. Becca. You don't clean your toilet? You clean your toilet?
I absolutely don't.
You gotta sit on that mold. You never know what could be in it.
No,
that's
the whole point.
Don't sit on the toilet with the mold in it. You don't know what's in it.
All right.
I think Larry might have some wisdom.
Yeah.
What's in it?
What's in there?
I honestly, like, think about it. You eat food. I eat hamburgers. I eat Twizzlers. I eat love. What comes out of there is all love. It's Twizzlers. It's fun. You know what I mean?
Maybe. It could be.
Isn't that what you guys want to sit on the toilet with?
Not really. No.
Why?
Because I don't really want a fungal infection on my asshole.
All right. Whoa, now that's an extreme right there. Now you know what I mean. Like,
I have information. Sean, who was recently in our room and used our bathroom, said the toilet is clean.
Yeah, it's a clean toilet, but...
This is live information.
Sean will challenge his fears. Like, Sean will sit on a toilet, and if it has mold on it, that's okay. We'll all do it. Like, guys, this is all fun. It's games. It's challenging fears. Isn't that what college is about?
It's
about challenging fears.
It's about challenging fears. That's what me and you and Sean and Becca all have in common. Right?
Everyone.
Right.
Oh my God. Sometimes I just have so much fun because it's like I'm learning and I'm learning with friends. And that's the best part about friendship.
That's the best type of learning.
Yeah, until you know, and yeah. Mm-hmm. It's called in psych, we have a term for this. It's called
conditioning.
No, it's called objective learning. And it's all about learning through your own mind and lens with others and friends. It's called social learning. In fact, there's a theory called social learning theory, and it's built around the theory that if you learn with friends, you can learn more. What do you guys think about that?
That sounds accurate.
I
take it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, we're all learning right now. You know, like, I was in psych class, and I was just impressing so many things because a lot of these psych facts and stuff I know, I just make up. You know, it's part of me.
You don't say.
Really? I had no idea.
Yeah, you know.
I thought this was all just coming straight from your head, like straight from the textbook.
No, it's coming straight from me. I'm not that. I'm genuine like that. Like
Freud better look out.
Freud better look out. He's rolling in his grave next to his mom right now.
Who's that? Oh, wait, we're talking about. Oh, I know who that is. We're talking about one of my great professors of psychology, Freud. And Freud, you know, even though he doesn't go here, you know, I learned a lot from the textbook about, you know, love and friendship. And Freud, I think, would learn a lot from me.
What did Freud say?
You know, something about, you know, talking, going off of friendship theory. There's friendship theory, and then there's social ability and classical conditioning.
And like wanting to do your mom theory.
Whoa, Becca! Uh-oh, you crossed a line! Why?
That's what Freud said.
Well, right, because Freud, it was all about like imagination dragon, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, like, you know, we have dreams, and those dreams are all about what we want, our inner desires.
Exactly.
That's actually not entirely false.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not too far off.
Yeah, like, I'm not saying I'm, like, a genius, but, like, if you look me up, like, I'm there. Like, I'm there. Like, I'm right up in, like, you know, it's a good crowd I'm with, you know. Socrates, Aristotle, Julius Caesar, Larry.
Yeah.
No, that's those what it's going to be, like, in the textbooks.
Those are the great philosophers.
Yeah. Really? It's such a privilege for me to put myself in those shoes and be with them. So I just want to say thank you guys for, you know.
Aristotle, if you're listening, Larry is your biggest fan.
Why would I be the fan? We're all, I think he's my fan.
I mean, you can look up to him. He's like a mentor to you.
No.
I think Larry's Aristotle's mentor.
Wow. Yeah. I see where, okay. Like, did Aristotle invent social learning theory or,
no.
Or,
did you invent social learning theory?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed
And that. I also invented challenging your fears on the toilet.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that one was maybe an invention society could have done without.
Did Aristotle invent toilet time?
I think parents of toddlers did.
No.
I think Leah missed out on a chapter.
Too. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Becca, tell me about that.
About what?
Tell me, Becca, tell me. Look at me in the eyes. All right, now you're looking at me in the eyes right now, and it is like, it's so amazing because it's like some people say, if you stare into somebody's eyes, you see the soul of another person.
Right.
What does that feel like?
I don't know. Becca, how does it feel?
Do you remember the time when we just sat on our floor in McKean and just stared into each other's eyes for 15 minutes? I think I saw the universe in your eyes.
No.
I learned so much about you in those moments. I learned about all of your childhood trauma. I learned about your favorite color, your favorite animal, which is a frog. Her favorite color is green.
Whoa, Becca, this is exciting. Uh-oh.
I'm just saying, staring into eyes, it's the window into the
Yeah, like when I was a little kid, I stared right into the other parent's eyes during the birthday party and I would just pee right on the floor. And that was me. That was who I was.
You were that kid?
Yeah, that was me.
Respect.
Every birthday party has to have that kid.
I was that kid, you know, and that's
good
how.
Good for you.
Yeah, good for
and
me.
Look at you now.
Great for me, yeah. I challenge my fears on the toilet. I'm there.
Oh, that's like growth. Because first it was the floor, and now it's the toilet.
Well, if you think about growth learning. First, it's you know, it's love, then.
Growth is like mold.
Growth is like mold. And
mold grows.
And like, you know, shout out to all the mold that you consume every day. And shout out to all of you who challenge your fears and just sit on that toilet and just have fun. You know, I really appreciate, you know, people like me and Sean Duffy. I really appreciate us. Leah, and I appreciate you too. You're part of our club.
I appreciate you too, Lane. Although I really don't like being associated with a moldy toilet.
What is this club?
Becca, hot take. All right, tell me about, you know, tell me. You gotta tell me, come on.
What am I telling you about?
Yeah, Leah, tell
them. I don't even know where to begin with this story. There's so much to tell, Becca, isn't there? About the story that we're about to tell?
Absolutely. That one time that we did that thing?
Yeah, that thing when we took a tour, because in Washington, the proper way to say Tour is tour. So I'm going to say tour to respect.
I'm feeling bullied right now. And
Becca is so amazing because every time I talk to Becca, I feel like I'm talking to Becca with Becca and her eyes meet my eyes. Becca, how does that feel?
Just exactly how you described
it. Oh, it's like insane, everybody. Like, whoa. Wow. This is an eye-to-eye contact. Isn't that right?
Yep. Exactly.
It's like baseball.
Words have never been spoken.
It's like, you know, I'm baseball. Becca plays baseball, and we made eye contact. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're like contact, and then Leah comes in and makes contact.
It's like in High School Musical.
Oh, it's like Zac Efron puts the basketball in the like. Remember how we talked? like remember last time Zac Efron made a baby by putting the basketball in the basket, and then the baby mm-hmm. popped out of the basketball hoop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to block it out of my memory, but now it has resurfaced.
Oh, well, you know, and that's the thing. Aristotle tries to put things in your memory. I try to, you know, help you with your memory. We're one and the same. Let's see what TikTok has to say.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. Here you go. Thank you. Wait.
Smile, black lipstick, sensual politics. When you are young, they assume you know nothing.
Mine has less than yours. They're literally the same size.
I knew you, dancing in your Levi's, drunk under a street light. I knew you, hand under my sweatshirt, baby, kiss it better. I was an old cardigan under someone's bed. You put me on and said I was your favorite. A friend to all is a friend to none. Choose two girls, lose the one. When you are young, they assume you know nothing. But I knew you. Playing hide and seek and giving me a weekend.
This is not fair. I want that one. Yours has more. Mine has less. No, mine does not have more. This is so unfair. You always get more than me. Oh my god, it's literally the exact same. I don't know why you're complaining.
Under someone's bed. You put me on and said I was your favorite.
Water. Leah, Becca, Charlie are now playing water gun. Fight with me and Leah the water gun. Leah, don't get me with the water gun. No, stop it.
There's no water gun.
Oh, watch out, watch out! Whoa! Oh my gosh.
Larry, I think your sense of reality is caving.
No. What?
What did I say?
Yeah, water.
Sorry, I was too busy shooting you.
Yeah, with the water gun, right, Becca?
Yeah, I did witness this.
Yeah, you know, this is what happens at 12:15 at college. You know, you have Leah and Becca coming into Larry and the friend at WJRH in Social Learning Theory and playing water guns.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if the production team of WJRH would be really happy to hear that we have water next to the
community. Yeah.
I think they'd love it.
Yeah, you know, some people surprise you. Mm. Yeah, like, you know, people just surprise each other, like... Like, you know, P-Safe really appreciated when I told them that I liked the Halloween costume.
Did they chase you again this
time? Yeah, a little bit.
What did they chase you for this time?
Man, you know, it's all about having fun, and apparently playing tag with P-Safe is not what they want to do at night.
So if you were playing, were you chasing P-Safe then if you were playing tag?
Yeah, you know, no. Well, you know, Leah, you know, you got to think about, you know, the actions you do.
I'm thinking very hard for this one. And I'm asking.
Those actions have consequences, and you learn that after you do the action.
Yeah.
So
I would say that tends to be the progression.
Yeah, it's kind of sad because it's love and mm-hmm. it's life, and Becca knows about love after love, right, yeah. Becca?
Becca has a lot of experience. I just broke up with her. We don't really talk about it.
This is new news. This is why we got Taylor Swift on here.
It's time.
It's time. Is that why you guys came in chasing me with water guns? Because it was like, whoa, yeah. Becca game. It's water.
We had to take out our anger somehow, you know?
I mean, that's how she broke up with me.
Yeah, I basically showed up at our door one day and was like, it's over. And then I just squirted her in the face with the gun and left.
Whoa, Charlie. How does this make you feel? You know, Charlie...
Sounds like a really great water gun fight.
Oh, Charlie was there watching the water gun. It was like, whoa, squirt, squirt goes the water gun.
I'm like, in the middle of the hallway?
Yeah, in the middle of the hallway. You know, Becca and Leah, you know, they're such goofy sometimes. You know, like, goofy is like one way to describe it.
It is a way to describe things, yes. Larry, would you say that you're goofy?
You know, I like to describe myself as you know, there's a theory in art called pictures. And I like to describe myself as one of those.
A picture?
Yeah, you know.
No, I'm a big fan of pictures too.
You are?
Yeah.
It's like they come out of nowhere
and they can describe so many things. It's like you can say a lot of, you know, what's the saying, Larry?
One picture a day keeps the doctor and the apple away.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
I love that one.
This is all, you see, and Charlie and I are showing you guys how to do social learning.
Exactly, this is what's so, like, because, like, none of us knew that before.
Yeah, and, like, all...
We're learning. In a social setting.
In a social setting. Social.
Wow. Learning. Yeah, it's so amazing because it's like... Connections are being made, exactly. It's social learning theory. It's, you know, all the art majors know about picture theory. And, you know, it's so amazing, you know. I'm so glad to share this moment with you guys.
So cute.
Thank you, Larry. Me too.
I mean, it's so amazing. And Taylor Swift is just there. She's watching me. It's like, whoa, Taylor. Okay, I see you in the YouTube channel. But, you know, Becca is part of the YouTube channel. She's part of the YouTube universe. Becca, tell me about that experience.
I didn't know we were bringing this up. This is like my past. I'm embarrassed.
Becca, didn't you tell me when we were roommates that you were secretly Taylor Swift?
No. Or...
Did I just out you?
No.
I'm so sorry.
No, no, no. Don't do this, Becca. I don't want you to do the photography competition. You never know about the rule of pictures. Becca.
What's the rule of pictures?
It's Leah.
The rule of pictures is that every time you take a picture of a person...
You turn into Frosty the Snowman! Whoa, it's like you turn into an igloo.
You read my
igloo
mind.
Time. Exactly. Ooh, it's like Leah Becca to come in with these snowballs. But tell me more.
About snowballs? I haven't made a snowball since I was in 7th grade.
We made one last semester, did we not? We
didn't.
We so did. You totally took a fistful of snow and, like, threw it at someone, and that is the definition of a snowball.
I don't recall doing
this. Yeah,
you know. I do.
Was it at you?
Don't worry. Probably. The PhD is here to explain everything.
I don't recall committing domestic abuse.
Oh, you no, didn't. You did not, Leah. No.
I did, exactly.
Oh, she said she did. Okay, but then Leah and Becca, you have to explain yourself in front of Taylor Swift because, you know, when I felt in her. When I felt like I was an old cardigan under someone's bed. You put me on and said I was your favorite. You put me on and I was your favorite. I was your favorite.
You are my favorite.
I was your favorite.
I'm just saying sleeping under bed.
It's scary. Yeah, well, that's why I like to challenge my fears by going in the moldy toilet.
Well, I think there is a very strong difference between
you sleep in the moldy toilet.
You gotta challenge, Leah, Becca. Stop judging. This Larry. Is judgment free. This is judgment free.
No, we're not judging.
Do you sleep like with the cover down? Like, do you sleep on the cover of the toilet?
Are you in the toilet?
Or is the toilet open and you're like in the water?
You know, this is called inserting words into my mouth about toilets, yeah. And that theory is made up by philosophers. So it's called social toilet theory, and it's made by Leah right now being mean, very, very mean, and it's okay because, you know, it's all about having fun and challenging your fears. Now, Leah doesn't understand that because she never, you know, experienced challenging the toilet fears.
Yeah.
She never challenged the toilet.
Becca and I we sat on the boldy toilets. We were there. Right?
No, like, actually, for real.
We were there together. Wait, what? No. No.
No, like, separately?
On separate occasions.
It's an experience.
It's an individual experience.
Exactly. This is one that is not a social learning moment.
Yeah, look at Leah trying to use social learning theory with me and Becca.
I'm just trying to use it in practice. I mean, you can learn things, but you have to practice them, too.
And picture theory really applies because I can see everybody who's listening just imagining a picture. You guys are now art majors. Congrats, it's called picture theory, and that's one of the main theories about art. Becca, right?
Yeah.
Did you just look at me and say Becca?
No.
This is a case of mistaken identity.
Yeah, well,
and we look so similar.
Because you're Leah and I'm Becca now.
Yes, you are Becca.
Nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
How's
Leah.
Your day going?
I'm from California.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That's your entire personality.
Yep, that's yes, it. That's it. Because Leah never sat on a moldy toilet, so how does she know where people are from?
That's just not a thing that we do in California. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, it's an East Coast thing.
See, in California, we have toilets that demold themselves, and so it's just not an experience.
Well, maybe
in Washington, we don't have toilets.
Well,
we just go into the woods.
Nice.
That explains it. So it's an East Coast and Becca thing.
Yup.
Oh my gosh. I'm learning. You guys.
So much about geography.
It's all about geography. iPhone 11 and raising your own battery life.
So true.
No. Let's see what Willow has to say.
If it was an open shut case, I never would have known from that look on your face. Lost in your current like a priceless wine. The more that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow. I'm begging for you to take my hand. Wreck my plans, that's my man. Life was a blur when it bent right to your wind. Trophy or a champion ring. There was one prize I'd cheat to win. The more that you say, the less I know. Whatever you stray.
Oh, this picture looks really good on you. Yeah, smile.
For you to take my hand, wreck my plans, that's my man. You know that my train could take you home. Anywhere else is hollow. I'm begging for you to take my hand, wreck my plans.
let's try this out.
Life was a willow and it bent right to your what? End. They count me out time and time again. Life was a willow and it bent right to your wind. I come back stronger than a 90s
trend. Guys, I love nature walks so much. Like when you go and you have the opportunity to see all the nature, the animals. Is that a turkey? Oh.
Show me the places where the others gave you scars. Now this is an open shut case. I guess I should have known from the look on your face. Every bait switch was a work of art. All that you say, the less I know. Wherever you stray, I follow.
Read my diary.
Okay, Mom, you see this money?
Yes.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
Okay. All you have to do is follow my directions and whatever I do, you have to do.
Okay.
Okay.
Becca is about to have fun with money and it's friends and it's love and it's...
Becca, I have a question. What was your least favorite job you've ever had in your life? I have had two jobs.
So which one did you like less?
They both have their ups and downs. One was children, and one was middle-aged women.
Oh.
They're like the exact same thing. So, for real.
I'm so impressed every time I talk to you guys. It's like Why? Every time I talk to you guys, I get not only a new perspective on, you know, my philosophy, mm-hmm. but everybody else learns so much too.
That's social learning.
Yeah, social learning. It's not just social learning. It's picture theory. It's, you know, it's
social
art.
Social toilet theory also. You can't forget that one.
Yeah, it's, you know, me, Sean Duffy, and Becca sitting on the toilet, you know,
together.
With friends. It's a vibe. And I'm so excited that... I'm so excited that Becca was able to do this. You know, most people from the West Coast, they don't know about the moldy toilet. But Becca does.
It's a foreign concept to us.
I'm so thankful, Becca, to have you in my life.
Thank you. I'm so thankful for you, Larry.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Yay, excuse me.
Can you
Ooh.
Just exclude me from your dialogue?
Do the monster mash. Do the monster mash. Do the monster mash.
Wow. I'm heartbroken, Larry.
Leah.
I think, I don't know.
He just shut you down with a monster mash.
I don't know if I can recover from this.
Leah, you know what?
Chicken butt.
Oh, now she did it! Why? Why? Why?
Why chicken butt?
Do the monster mash. Do the monster mash. Do the monster mash. Ooh. And, you know, Leah knows a lot about the monster mash, and she put a monster inside of the world today, which is my heart. But it's okay, because we move on. Wow. Right, Becca?
Yeah, Leah does know a lot about the monster mash. Right, Leah?
I do. You know, the monster mash used to play on repeat in my head. I didn't have an internal monologue from the ages of 3 to 7.
Do the monster mash. Do the monster mash. Do the monster mash. You know?
I know, exactly. It was in my head from 3 to 7.
Am I a rapper? No. But am I the best singer that a lot of people have ever met? Yes.
Also no.
What? Yes.
I would say Taylor Swift is number one. You would be number
one. I love Taylor Swift, and even I would say that Larry Perry is the best singer of not even this generation, not even this century, like this universe.
You're a fake fan then.
No, I'm not. I'm
this
a
is
fan.
Performative fanism. By Leah. This is called, you know, Leah is about, she's very tricky sometimes, you know, putting in words and love and trying to manipulate, you know, the things that I'm saying against me. Some people might even call that social mean theory.
You know what else?
A lot of theories we're learning tonight.
There.
A lot of theories.
You know, it's part of growth. Part of growth, right, Becca? We have to be firm.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be resilient to mean people. The monster mash that Leah is putting on all of us. We have to be immune, right?
Right. Leah, how do you feel about Weezer? Have you grown in that or no?
Weezer?
Last semester, she made fun of me for listening to Weezer and publicly ridiculed me.
I did. I actually took her into the quad, sat her down on the chair, and then put a dunce cap. But instead of saying dunce, it said Weezer fan.
Mm-hmm.
And she had to sit like that for 3 hours.
Have you listened to a Weezer song?
Probably.
Well, you know, you guys bring up so many interesting points. So many points that I'm not interested in about
fair
that.
Fair enough.
That's okay, because you guys are so, you know, when I say you guys, I'm talking to Becca, because Leah is part of the Monster Mash gang.
Leah isn't human.
Yeah, because Leah doesn't
she's
use...
She's a lizard.
You know,
human
Becca,
suit.
She's not
that
like...
That is a dog whistle.
Wait, what? What?
Wait. I was just going to say it's because, Becca, she's not like us. Okay, you know that vibe. We get out here, we put it at work this Sunday evening. You know, I'm here, you're here, you're listening. You know, I'm here with Taylor Swift. Let's see what Willow has to say. You know that my train could take you home. Anywhere else is hollow. I'm begging for you to take my hand. Pick my friend, that's my man. All that you say, the less I know. Whenever you stray,
five original shows YouTube developed to inspire social change. Streaming now. Begging for you to take my hand. That's my man. Yeah, that's my man. Yeah, that's my man. Yeah, that's my man. The ribbon and switch was a work of art. That's my man.
I studied where on YouTube.
Yeah, that's my man.
No.
It would be.
What are you doing?
Just showing you who's boss. I'm gonna break.
And you know, and thank you so much for you guys telling me what is right and what is not. You know, a lot of people ask me, what do you guys talk about during the break? And today we just talked about Leah thanking me for forgiveness and teaching her about, you know, everything that she could never ever learn in school. And
Larry is the only reason why I still can go to college, because otherwise I'd have absolutely zero information in my brain. Everything that I know, have ever known, and ever will know is from Larry.
I mean, I want to take all the credit, you
no,
know.
You're getting all the credit. I'm giving you the credit. I'm doing this as a favor to you.
Becca, you're somebody who always stares me in the eyes. How do you feel?
That's a really good question that I cannot answer.
Becca, as somebody who stares into Larry's eyes very often.
It is so much fun. I love staring into my eyes. I'm like, ooh, Larry, you sexy girl. You sexy. Ooh, you know, that's me. And that's my eyes. And that's how I see myself. But I understand that that's not how everybody should see me, because some people, I want to see me as Julius Caesar and, you know, Socrates and Aristotle and Beyonce. And I'm okay with that.
I am too.
It's a great group of people.
It's a really great thing to be okay with.
Yeah, and you know, am I like the famous philosopher Macklemore? Not yes. Technically, but yes, I am. As Leah and Becca and Charlie all agree.
Yeah.
You know.
Apparently.
I think you're even better than him, to be honest.
Well,
like, Macklemore is, like...
Macklemore is pretty good.
He's, like, an okay philosopher. I feel like you're, like, ten steps above him.
You know, I really appreciate you guys. And because it was just Halloween, I want to tell you guys about a spooky story.
Yes, I love spooky stories.
Love spooky stories.
Okay, good, because I don't have one, so can you guys tell me one?
Yeah, Leah, go for it.
Okay, I'm here. I want to tell the story. Don't do that to me, Becca. That is gaslighting. That is very mean.
Says the king of gaslighting.
Oh, never. Never. I take a strong... I take a strong stand.
Everybody listening is getting a just full lesson of how to gaslight in real time.
No. I take a strong stance against gaslighting.
Do you remember when you gaslit me last semester?
No, never.
And also last time we were on here?
Okay.
And also yesterday?
Okay.
And also right now.
Okay, you guys make a lot of points, but do you guys let other people finish? No. No, that's just mean. That's social mean theory, what I was talking about earlier when people are being mean to you. And you know what you do to that? You gaslight them. Because that's how you accomplish, you know, the rules of, you know, people being mean and social mean theory. But it's okay because I'm part of, you know, the new part of people and people theory. And people theory, which is a theory in the field of... it's in the field of friendship.
I was gonna say metaphysical chemistry.
Oh, yes. You know that too. It, you know, bio plays a big role in all of these. Let's not forget about the biology of that.
Of the what?
Of you know of that of that. That. Yeah.
Of that.
Well, the biology of that is actually a really intricate topic. Becca, you know about the biology.
Stop gaslighting me! I can feel it and I see it and I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
I'm so sorry.
How does it feel? How does it feel when you do the same thing that you don't like other people doing to you?
It feels really rotten.
It feels rotten, right? So don't do it to me, okay? Because
Larry, do you accept my apology?
No, because social mean theory. There's social acceptance and social forgiving theory, but I haven't learned that yet because that is called...
That's a 200 level course, and you're only in the
100. No, I already graduated college. I don't know. No, no. It's just that I don't want to teach everybody everything because then they'll use social mean theory against social learning theory, and then before it cancels it out, right? Yeah, before you know it, Lee is gonna be gaslighting me, trying to sit on my moldy toilet.
Exactly. It's like it just cancels out like all the.
Yeah. Charlie, I'm so happy sometimes that we get to share a room together because nobody gets to see what we talk about late at night.
No one gets to see it.
They don't know a thing. Understand. They
do they need to see it?
Yes, everybody.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you know, we come in, it's like, whoa, are you a robber? Get out of here. And then other times.
It's crazy.
It gets wild.
I'll just say that.
You know, it's a fun time. And it's and Becca understands because
wait, what are you holding right now?
I am holding.
What is that?
This is called Communication Arts Typography Annual 3, created by Frost, Edward Kinsella, and Tony.
Ooh, that looks like a good book.
It's a great book. You know, I'm learning a lot about art theory.
Art theory?
Yeah, only art majors understand what I'm talking about. You know, yeah. I want to get
an art major.
You know,
you're holding the book.
Well, you know, there's.
You basically get your diploma if you touch
it. Yeah.
That's like, surprise. That's how it works.
Actually, I want to be an art major too.
Can I
touch can't touch it.
I can't touch the book.
Well, do you guys know about poster theory?
No.
It's like the poster and shit that you hang up in your room.
But that's like. Throw.
Oh boy, you know Leah, she's like to play around.
Can we expand on poster theory?
Yeah, poster theory are the posters that, you know, friends put up in other friends' rooms.
Is this with or without their consent?
This is all, you know, Leah, don't gaslight me right now. I'm very, very... No! No, don't you, Becca. Becca, don't you ever say that, Becca.
Becca.
Stare me in the eyes.
Becca.
I'm...
Don't stop. This is so much. You know, sometimes I just want to run away and just find love and run away in the bathroom in my moldy toilet. But sometimes you're not able to. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's my wildest dream. Some people say so. But it's also... What is it also? You know, there are so many theories about biology, and I don't even know which one.
I think it's also the Monster Mash.
It's the Monster Mash. Dude, Monster Mash. I don't know. Let's see what Taylor Swift had to say about Wildest Dreams.
All right, guys, so as you can see, I'm showing you this really cool baby. You came in my TikTok video. Oh my god. Okay, can you help me real quick? Because I want to actually film like a bunch of stuff in the backyard. Can you throw away some of these bottles?
Standing in a nice dress, staring at the sunset, babe. Red lips and rosy cheeks. Say you see me again, even if
honey, let's do some baking. Grab your apron.
No apron.
Yeah.
No apron.
Honey, if you wear your apron,
no apron,
we'll make cupcakes.
Done.
Opening up the beaches, I'm going. Forget this corona stuff. I'm young. I am not going to get it.
Who's the funniest?
I'm so excited to have, you know, really great
who's
friends
never
like Becca and Leah, and we're just tuning in and Charlie to TikTok. And I'm so happy that, you know, you guys get to share this moment with us. We're almost done, but I have one. Well, I have one last segment for you guys.
I'm so excited. What is it?
It's a passionate segment. It's the passionate segment that you...
No!
Leah, come on! Leah is just like, you know, there's social mean theory, and then there's just stop being an asshole. And that's the one that I want to teach.
Tell me more.
Stop being an asshole.
Wait, can you give me like the top four rules of not being an asshole?
Don't give me a bad grade on my paper.
That's one.
Two is don't talk to me about my moldy toilet unless you want to sit on it. Okay. Three is Becca broke my heart by staring me in the eyes. Four is that you broke Becca's heart.
Becca actually broke my heart first, so I don't want to go on here.
Don't be, don't.
Scandal, but I want to set the record.
Don't get me.
How did I do that?
Well, because you told me that your favorite animal was a frog, but then
for home.
You turn around and change it to
who's the pig?
Tortoises.
I never did that ever once.
Who's
in my life.
More creative?
She's such a liar. She's lying.
It's who's more athletic?
I've never lied in my
whoa,
life.
Whoa, guys.
Who is better at right
guys? You know, it's okay to gaslight people, just as long as they don't know you're doing it. Okay,
as like long as you can maintain secrecy.
Yeah, that's the whole point of art. That's what I'm trying to convey in my words. As an artist, I want you guys to know that I'm truly, truly a fan of what you say sometimes, and sometimes you're just being an asshole, and that's okay, because it's all right.
It's always true. Important to have a healthy balance of asshole and nice.
No, Leah, you're canceled. part of life is also about canceling friends, and Leah, as part of being social asshole theory, is being canceled by Becca. And that's called divorce. Relationship, and you know, you get divorced from people, and it's okay, because you can always go back to them, right?
Well, I thought, because when divorce is like a legal thing, right?
Yeah.
I'm chilling.
Okay.
We're cool.
Okay, I'm so happy.
I feel like once you divorce.
Okay, guys,
you know what I mean?
Nobody actually cares if you get divorced or not. It's all about the taxes.
Only the church.
Why do you
cares.
Think? Yeah. Well, why do you think you have kids? It's for tax purposes.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Apparently, it's rude when you tell people that. And tell them straight up that their only reason why they're having kids right now is because they're trying to get tax credit.
Yeah. Why else do the Duggars have a million children?
That's exactly what I'm trying to say. You know.
She made this choice.
I don't know.
Yeah. I hope she made that choice.
I would not have made that choice.
But thank you guys. Thank you guys so, so much for tuning in tonight. The Duggars are a great family. Go have kids.
So many scandals right now.
Go get your taxes cut is what I would tell you. And follow your heart. That's what I would tell you. This is WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Thank you so, so much tonight.